Duane murmured with pleasure as she ran her lips lightly along the line of his jugular vein. Once she'd found the best spot for her purposes, Lysiana opened her mouth, breathed in through her nose as her canines slid out to their full, sharp length, then sank them into his neck. Honor Donovan took one look and knew the man was trouble. On the other hand, she was already in the kind of trouble even her family's company, Donovan International, couldn't handle. It was a darkened place with too many musty bodies. It smelled like sweat and cigarettes, but it also smelled like danger. Danger wasn't new to Travis. He'd just had his fill of it. From Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins, the strategies taught here work. They are ones that Anthony Robbins used to turn his life around, and more importantly, they are the strategies that Anthony Robbins has taught thousands of people who have also turned their lives around. When word that Pegasus One was in trouble leaked out, the media, who had cut back their coverage, returned in droves. By this time, Boone had abandoned his comfortable chair for pacing like a Texas Roadrunner. "Anything yet, Flight?" "Nothing since you asked 60 seconds ago. Get some coffee, Boone. I'll let you know the minute anything happens." "Coffee's the last thing I need. I'm already as nervous as a virgin on prom night." He whirled around to find himself nose to nose with a tall, Slavic-looking young woman, Ekaterina Alexeyevna Petrova, new leader of Russian liaison team. Boone looked surprised. "You're too young to be the Petrova who made FTL travel possible." "Yet was Mother Olga Petrova who devised equations. Where blood had flowed through me, now ran a stream of pure power. A new passion enthralled me. My mind reeled at the dark gift I was granted. If I sang the song of this deceased god, I would become a being of pure energy."